This is Pastor Jim for the congregation of First United Methodist Church here in Rock Springs. As Christmas 2021 approaches, it has been another difficult year for many, and some seeing little hope for the year to come. The significance of Christmas often gets lost in hopelessness, stress, and worry. Yet, it is the very person that Christmas represents, Jesus, our Christ, who provides answers to the distractions swirling around us. It is the Christ of Christmas who fills our lives with His hope, joy, peace, and love, even in the midst of our struggles and doubts. We are a traditional Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community, worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage. You're invited to join us in worship Sundays at 10:30 a.m. at 1515 Egger Street, just above the high school. From everyone here at Rock Springs First Methodist, we wish you a very Merry Christ-filled Christmas.
The following worship service was broadcast and recorded live on Christmas Eve, Friday, December 24th, 2021, with Reverend Jimmy Krishan at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming, a traditional, Christ-centered, Bible-based faith community worshiping in the spirit of our Wesleyan heritage.
Greetings, grace, and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. If you will now, join me on page 83. For a canticle of God's glory, sort of a statement of faith and what we believe, let us share it together. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. To us, a Savior is born. There were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." We light the Christ candle to remind us the Savior is born. He who has come will come again. Amen. We have seen many bumps in the road. We've seen many hills rise before us and struggled in our climbs. There may have been even times when we reached the peak of the mountain and we got a glimpse over the problems below us. Maybe even took time to look back at the pain that we had traveled through. Maybe we took time there on the mountain to praise and give God thanks. Maybe. Maybe we looked into the valley and said, must I go there? And I would pray that we felt a presence we couldn't explain, a spirit that spoke into our heart in a way we had never known before. And I would pray that we felt the grace and love of God enfold us. And God said to you, to me, to those who believe, I go with you even into the valley. For it is you who brought you up the hill. It was I who gave you the view, and it is I that will see you through. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we come humbly before you. It is indeed Christmas Eve, celebrating the birth of our Savior. No greater gift has ever been given. No greater gift of love, grace, and mercy has humanity had bestowed upon in it, for it. A life lived, lessons taught, miracles done, a cruel trial conducted, a severe beating given, nailed to a cross where he died. And that little boy who became the man was buried in a borrowed tomb. But Father, we thank you this evening that as sure as Jesus was born, he is resurrected. And Father, as surely as he was born, as surely as he lives, as surely as he was resurrected, he is coming again. And Father, we thank you that you keep your promises. For your promises are certain and true in the midst of the calamities of life, in the midst of the disorder and disarray, in the middle of disease and doubt and dread, you are our rock. You changeth not. And Father, when we tremble, when we kneel, you'll hear our voice. And Father, when there are words we cannot express to represent the depth of our hearts, you hear our spirit. And Father, your open arms reach out to embrace us, hold us, and fill us with your love, grace, and presence. You offer healing in your presence. So, Father, may we in this Christmas Eve know that we are loved by you with a love we can't fathom, with a love we can't earn, but we can accept. And, Father, on this Christmas Eve, let us rejoice in that simple verse of Scripture that reminds us of what this evening and what our faith journey is all about. For so God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Father, let us give you praise and glory. May we witness for you in the world around us. For so many people need this hope, not just in the Christ that was born at Christmas. Oh, but in a Savior that's coming again. May we honor you in the life we give, the testimonies we share, and the grace we extend. For you have called us to love one another, even as we have been loved. Father, may we love one another. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I'm going to share with you out of the second chapter of Luke, verses 1 through 20 this evening. And I would like for you to stand for the reading from the gospel. It was the tradition of the early church that the gospel would be read among the people. We honor that tradition tonight as we read a scripture that for literally thousands of years have shared the meaning of the Christ at Christmas. From Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, let us give attention now to the reading from the Word of God. And Luke writes, "In those days a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world would be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went out from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with his espoused wife, who was expecting a child. When they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth peace among those whom he favors.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that was taken place, which the Lord has made known to us.' So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child laying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them." The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. What a title for a sermon, right? Wow. Maybe that's what you say. Well, I don't know. Now, this is give and take, so you can speak. It's okay. Lightning won't come through the roof. We've had all kinds of people here, and no charred lumber, so you'll know it's safe. We're lightning. Well, I better not say we're lightning protected, because just as sure as I do, we know what'll happen. For about 30 years now, I've been somewhere on a Christmas Eve preaching a sermon, doing communion, candlelight services, maybe even doing a midnight service somewhere. I'm too old for that now. I get ratty enough when the sun goes down. It's like I'm solar powered. I don't know if anybody else is that way, but that's just the way it is. And how do you do this? Especially this is the eighth or ninth sermon here for Christmas Eve, and keep it fresh. How do you keep the wow in it? How do you keep the wow in Christmas? I've got news for you. I can't keep it in it. If I try to keep the wow in Christmas, I've had it. It'll never happen. It'll come up short. How many of us think the wow in Christmas is presents and gifts? Nah. Nicholas might, but I'm picking on him. How many of us think the wow? Now, wait a minute. There are some wows in this scripture, right? Those shepherds. Can you? I mean, just think about it. This woman had a baby in a barn and put it in a manger. Wow, you know, that's pretty wow to me. And if Joseph was where I think he was, I bet he was thinking more than wow. What do I do now? Wow. Oh, no. Oops. What is going on? You know, Mary said, it's okay. You know, and then he gives her the baby. And I bet she went, wow. Can you only imagine nursing the Son of God, the Savior? Could it have even, say again? I think it would have been too wow to have fully got through. And then, you know, she just had this baby. What about those shepherds? How much do you know about shepherds? Is ancient Israel shepherds? They were tough birds. They did not just go out for a little while. They lived with those sheep in the field. They were able to fight off lions, hyenas, and every other creature. They didn't just carry a hooked staff. Did you know that? How many of you remember David's 23rd Psalm? Anybody? The Lord is my shepherd. David's writing about it. Do you know who David was? David was a shepherd. David was a shepherd when he was called to be king of Israel. And it is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. The shepherd carried a crooked staff that he would herd the sheep with, pull them back, pull them out of a hole. That's what the crook was for. But that staff was for taking care of the other business. That's what protected the sheep. He saved the sheep. And he protected the sheep. All in that. So these shepherds were tough birds. Now something went on that I think was a big wow for them. The heavens opened up. What would you do? You're laying there and you kick back, you relax, you got your sheep down for the night, and you're looking up at the stars. You've done it a million times. And all of a sudden, it opens up. It don't just open up. There's angels up there. And I'm not talking about a few folks. Did you hear what I read? It's the heavenly host. The heavenly host. Millions, maybe billions of angels. These shepherds just got a window in the door of heaven. Now that's big enough. Wow, right? Maybe that's maybe no words. But then this heavenly host begins to talk. No wonder these guys were afraid. Aliens were coming. And they were terrified. And the first thing the angel said, okay, relax, it's okay. We've got you covered. Let me tell you what's happening. And the angels tell, and then the angels give a blessing, peace on earth, peace on earth. Wouldn't that be so nice today? That there would be peace on earth. Instead of hatred and anger and division, selfishness, self-centeredness, greed, manipulation, agendas. Wouldn't it be so nice? Peace on earth. Oh, we better go check out this baby that crowd told us about. Now, how many of you ladies would like to have a brand new baby with your brand new husband-to-be there with you? You're in a cave. You're looking your best. You know, you might not have had time to got the hay, you know, whatever. The shepherds show up. There's nine of them, traditionally, nine Is that a wow moment? Nah, that's a whoa moment. But for them shepherds, that's a wow moment. It's just what they said. And they went away glorifying and praising God. You know, in life, we have those wow moments. I remember when my girls were born, those were wow moments. As soon as I got done counting the fingers and the toes and the ears and all the parts, that's what I did. I'm sorry. I was looking. I was amazed. It was a wow moment. And they handed me my oldest daughter, Vicky. She's brand spanking new. Them brand new ones are not really, you know, a lot to look at. Just saying. And I held her up like this and was looking at this alien. You know, I'd never seen one brand new like that. And she pooped. I didn't know what to do. It stunk. It was black as pitch. It was all over me. It was running down my arm. I wish she was here so she could be embarrassed again as I tell this story. So I gave her to the nurse. I said, something happened. And I realized I was stupid. I couldn't think. I was having a wow moment. But I didn't realize it right then. My little girl, she pooped on me. I won't ever forget it. She was brand new. I mean, brand new. 0 miles. Hadn't even been test drove yet. I mean, that was a wow moment. No, heaven didn't open up. Heavenly host didn't show up. There was poop running down my wrist. And other things were going on. And she was crying. I forgot all about her mom and went with her to the nursery. I hope they had paper towels. It was a wow moment. I remember when my second daughter was born, and it was less dramatic, you know. I got this down pat. I'm an old pro now, and the doctor got her out and said, my God, what a baby. She was 10 pounds and something. He wasn't lying. That kid was grown. I looked to see if it had teeth. And if you have met Maggie, this is Trinity, Maggie's daughter. Add this. This is, you know. And she crunched up her face. And she went, it was a wow moment. Grandkids born, wow moments. Watching Carrie walk down the aisle, wow moments. You see, if we pay close attention, life is filled with wow moments. But if we get too busy, if we get too wound up, we'll miss the wow moments. We'll miss those moments. Watching Nicholas play hockey for the first time, that's a wow moment. Watching Trinity try out for a basketball team, wow moments. Watching Garrett act strangely in a play, it's a wow moment. Carrie, Miss Drama Queen, if you don't know where she is, I love her. She got to ham it up down here with a bunch of people at the Actors Mission. She was right in her element. And just watching that was wonderful. watched Bernadine, you know, she's crazy. It was hilarious. And it was a wow moment. Folks, I want to share with you that with Christ in our heart and Christ in our life, life can be filled with wow moments in the midst of the most difficult times in your life. I was there when my dad passed away. I was the only one in the room with him. I was holding his hand. I knew time was getting short. His temperature, all the signs. And I leaned over and I kissed my daddy on the forehead. And I told him I loved him. And he went on to be with Jesus. Peacefully. A wow moment. That hurt in places I didn't know I had. But it was a wow moment because God was there. My daddy believed in Jesus. Not just the baby in a manger, but the Savior of the resurrection. Daddy had sang many songs. Let me tell you one story about my daddy. He sang in a quartet. Daddy played the guitar, and it was a real band. I mean, folks, it was a real band. They get to the church an hour early to set up. Their whole band consisted of a speaker my daddy carried and a guitar. But they get there an hour early so he could tune his guitar and get it ready. And we went to a church, and Willie Ruckledge was there. And when we got there, it was down in Florida. I was just 7, 8 years old. And they had these boxes, big, long wood boxes in the front of the church. I was a kid. Guess what I wanted to know? I wanted to know what was in them boxes. Well, somebody had come and let us in. And I was going for the box. They were locked. Why in the world do you lock a box in the church, you know? Out in the woods. Ain't nobody finding that place. We were lost 4 times and we knew where we were going. And daddy saw my curiosity. He said, son, leave them boxes alone. And I said, well, what's in them? He said, I don't know. And the guy that led us in the church, he said, oh, well, that's for later in the service if the Spirit moves. And daddy said, what do you mean later in the service if the Spirit moves? He said, yeah, that's where we keep the rattlesnakes. Daddy said, the Spirit's moving, Willie, let's go. We left. We didn't even set up. You know what it was? That was a wow moment. It was. Her name was Myrtle Wilson. Myrtle sat on the third row back, left side. I sat behind her because I couldn't sit with the other people my age. Something about I didn't behave myself or something. So I had to sit with Daddy. Mama on one side and Daddy on the other side and Myrtle sitting in front of me. The preacher got to preaching. Now, I'm talking about, I'm Southern Baptist. You need to understand this. Preaching was preaching. That preacher could walk on a pew and preach at the same time and never look back. He was preaching, and he had my attention. And he said something, and all of a sudden, Myrtle stood up. And she said, praise Jesus, and I left the building. I did. I went down in the floor and out 2 rows, and I was gone. That woman scared the stuffing out of me. That was a wow moment. It was really a wow when Daddy got outside. I said, I ain't going back in there. Scared me to death. And Daddy explained to me. And I got to watching people in church. We Methodists, you know, you'd have to have a fire active to get us to jump up and run. But they would. It was just wonderful. And I remember when my oldest daughter accepted Christ. It was a vacation Bible school. The preacher called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to come in here. She wants to accept Christ. That was a wow moment. Quietly. In a little Sunday school room at vacation Bible school. It was a wow moment. my friends, I want you to think about those wow moments. There are many. And give God thanks. Focus on what God has done in your life and how God has blessed you despite the pains, despite the anger, despite the troubles. Keep your eye on the Lord. Don't look at the storm around you, or you'll be like Peter and you'll find the waves overtaking you. Keep your eye on the sun and don't let the darkness overcome you. Keep your eye on God and know the power that surpasses anything the world can give you or offer you. Wow moments are everywhere, almost in every second of every day. There's a wow moment that God wants you to see, that God wants you to experience, that God wants to share, that God wants to stick and burn in there so that you can hold on to it. For when the devil shows up and says, God don't love you, point out those wow moments when God has been there and it's been God that's got you through. It's been God that rose you up the mountain. It was God that gave you the view and the God that said, I'll go through it with you again. Hold on to them. For the evil of the world wants to take it away. It wants you to see all of what you can't have. It wants you to see all of what you should have got. I don't know about you, but what I should have had, I've got used to not getting. But maybe that was just my estimate of it. And I am so thankful looking back down that hill that I didn't get some of the stuff I wanted. Because it might not have been so good. Wow moments. Take time to remember them. Hold on to them. Cherish them. And even more than that, share them. Because there's somebody around you. Somebody in your walk. Somebody in your life. That needs to know there's light at the end of a tunnel. And it's not a train. Somebody needs to know God is with you and that God is with them. And though the valley is deep, there's joy that comes in the morning. Christmas Eve, oh, there's a lot of wows in it. Look around. Freedom to worship, to assemble, and to gather together in a church and to praise God. There are people in the world today who are hiding to do what we're doing right now. Believe it or not, it's a wow moment. Hold on to it, and it's dear. I hope and pray that you will see the wow moments that have been in your life and hold on to them. Hold on to them. I got more, but I guess you'd like to go home tonight. That's a wow moment in and of itself. Think about it. God is good. All the time. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed for just a minute. Father, I'm going to guess that there are people here this evening who are struggling with the wows. Where are they? But I'm also guessing that by now it's going through their mind about how many wows they've had. Maybe they're thinking about their kids and their grandkids and aunts and uncles and grannies and grandmas, grandpas, daddies and mamas. Father, I'm guessing that by now, and I pray that we do, I hope we realize on this Christmas Eve, oh Father, I pray, that we realize how blessed we are, how good you are, and how much you love us, that we can look into our life and see you at work, that we can look back at our life and see where you have held us and give us strength. And I hope, looking back, Father, seeing the wow moments, some with joy and some with tears, but wow moments nonetheless. that we know that you have the future and that you will not forsake us or leave us alone. Father, I pray for each one of us to be filled anew with your Holy Spirit, and that by your grace, through your love and in your mercy, we enter into a new year and a day of celebration, thanking you for everything we have, thanking you for your blessings, your love, your grace, and your mercy. And Father, it's not the gifts in the trees. It isn't the food on the table. It's the people that gather around us that we can praise you for. May we have more wow moments that we can hold on to. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now we go to share the light of Christ into the world. Merry Christmas, and may the grace and peace of God go with you and bless you. May your new year and your Christmas holiday rest be filled with those moments of wow and the things you can remember and share and grace and mercy. Go in peace. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless. And Merry Christmas.
Service recorded and broadcast live at Rock Springs First Methodist Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Our pastor is Reverend Jimmy Krishan. Please visit our website at www.rockspringsumc.org or on our Facebook page. Our email address is rockspringsumc@sweetwaterhsa.com. Our mailing address is 1515 Edgar Street, Rock Springs, Wyoming, 82901. Our phone number is 307-362-5334. You are invited to join us Sundays on Zoom, YouTube, or in face-to-face worship as we observe all social distancing and safe practices.